What's on your mind, James? Thank you for your patience.
Hey, Dr. Wright, quick question. So your excellent article that you wrote a while ago about SSKI, supersaturated potassium iodide solution, that ran out of patent, that used to be iodoniacin patented thing. Now you combine just separate the SSKI with the niacin or maybe niacinamide together, which helps to dissolve, you know, waxes like clogged up arteries possibly. Is it important to space it out throughout the day, or just once a day is fine? And what are the essential? I know you said 4 to 6 drops and a niacin-containing B complex, but not in any specific quantity.
All right. Well,
if you want to share some information,
sure,
please.
Sir, and thank you so much for recalling that article for all of us. And thank you for reading it and doing all the studying. It's what it takes to keep ourselves healthy. What James is talking about, folks, is research that was done, and, yeah, I wrote about it in my newsletter, in Green Medicine newsletter, let's put it that way, by two ophthalmologists from Cincinnati. They took pictures of the retinas of people's eyes. Remember, eye doctors can do that. And what they observed was how much cholesterol clog was in the blood vessels were in the retinas of people's eyes. They then had people take this product that combined iodide and niacin. Now, not niacinamide. Niacinamide will not do that. But even though it's a close cousin of niacin, a product that combined iodine and niacin. And they waited a few months and took more pictures of the retinas of the eyes. And what do you know? Some of the cholesterol clog was gone, enough to be considered significant reduction. All right. Well, as James also referred to, it wasn't really a patent thing. It was Los Federales, our public servants. They made iodoniacin illegal because you can't put two things in one pill. We can't allow people to do that, can we? At least that was their excuse. And so now if a person wants to try to duplicate that in the first place, please, James, I hope you're working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because the amount of iodide that it takes is, as you just mentioned, 4 to 6 drops at a time, and that does need to be done at least twice a day. And there's a small possibility, it's not a large possibility, but there's a small possibility that that much iodide can suppress a person's own thyroid gland, and so one needs to monitor that with a lab test just to make sure that isn't happening. Now, very fortunately, though, a couple times a day is fine, because the niacin is now available in time-release form. So you only got to take it morning and evening. And there are a number of companies that make time-release niacin. It's usually a 500 milligram. And considering what was in the iodoniacin, we take one of those in the morning and one at night if we're trying to duplicate that. And by the way, folks, iodoniacin has not been available ever since FDA did their thing. And then the iodide drops, we don't have to worry so much about the side effects from time-release niacin, because the time-release version rarely gives a flush, and if it is too much for us, our livers will let us know by, I'm a little nauseated, what's going on here? That's too much time-release niacin for you, and you just got to back off. But if there's none of that nausea, and you're not getting a flush, then it's quite safe. Check with your doc on that. But the iodide part, that can suppress the thyroid, so we'd best, like I say, be working with the doctor with that one. There we go, sir.
All right. So, yeah, thanks for that clarification. And I had another comment, I guess, for our earlier caller. Have you heard of Dr. Philpott's research on magnetic therapy?
You betcha, sir. Go for it.
All right. So the lady was asking about cataracts and things like that, eye-related disorders. So there's a whole, you know, research paper and a book that Dr. Philpott wrote about the magnetic answer for eye disorders. So if she wants to pick that up, that's an excellent. From 1999, Eye Disorders, the Magnetic Answer, which is from the series of Magnetic Health Quarterly by Dr. William Philpott, M.D.
Yes, and folks, that's spelled P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T. And what we have here is someone who is studying on how to stay as healthy as possible, as long as possible. Congratulations, James. Very few people would know about that.
Thanks a lot, Doc. You're the best. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Again, that's William Philpott, P-H-I-L-P-O-T-T.